Businesses in California have lost millions of dollars in wages and lost production time as rolling blackouts have struck without warning. A group of Silicon Valley manufacturers has had enough. The firms are demanding that California's power grid operator give them advance notice before shutting the lights off again. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Last Monday, scientists at Roche Pharmaceuticals were busy testing new medicines for arthritis and Alzheimer's disease when suddenly the power was cut and the laboratory went dead for more than an hour. Dr. Jim Woody, president of Roche, says the company lost $30,000 to $40,000 in wages, and the abrupt blackout halted a number of costly experiments.
All the instruments have to be especially calibrated. And when the power goes out, this calibration fails, and it takes a long time to redo it, maybe a day or so. In many cases, some of the processes we work on will go over several days, and if there's an interruption, the whole thing is lost.
Losses are mounting at countless other high-tech companies because of sudden blackouts. Justin Bradley is the director of energy programs at the Silicon Valley Manufacturing Group.
They can ruin equipment. They can lose batches of their product. If there's enough lead time, you can plan for bringing things down and then bringing them back up again.
If more blackouts are expected this summer, then business owners want some warning of when and where the power will go out. Ideally, says Bradley, companies could use an hour's warning, but any advance notice would help.
Even 15 minutes for some companies can be the difference between chaos and something that they can just get by on.
Today, the manufacturing group will push the ISO, California's power grid operator, to devise an advance warning system for commercial customers. It has been done before. The city of San Francisco successfully lobbied for advance notice so hospitals and police could prepare for blackout-related emergencies. Bob Blankenship, the president of the California Police Chiefs Association, says that program should be expanded statewide.
There's everything from traffic enforcement, traffic intersections, to businesses, banks, and all of that sort of stuff that we really need to be prepared for.
The major utilities haven't wanted to announce where blackouts will occur for fear of encouraging crime. Blankenship agrees the information should be restricted to emergency personnel and perhaps businesses.
There are some members of the general public that will take advantage of the rest of the general public, and those are commonly called criminals. I think you're darned if you do and darned if you don't.
Several municipally owned utilities already notify their customers when the lights will go out, and those cities have not reported a spike in crime, but they aren't always reliable either. Roche Pharmaceuticals is located in Palo Alto, which has a public utility. The company was blindsided by a blackout last Monday. Then it was warned to expect another outage on Tuesday, so scientists delayed important experiments. That blackout never occurred. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.